It's Leroy for your local drive home as I catch up with our tech expert, Richard Pascoe from talktech.com.au. You usually catch up on a Monday, but we're catching up today due to the release of the new iPhone 7. And Richard's been all over it, been up since the wee hours of the morning with the presentation overnight. And Richard, what do you reckon? Has Apple delivered on the new iPhone 7?
Look, I think it has. And I'll mention it in a couple of ways. First of all, the sizes, we've got, it starts at now at a 32 gig size, then goes to 128 gig, 256 gig. No more 16 gigs. Thank God for that, because that is the worst phone on the market as far as size is concerned. Colours, the black and the jet black look magnificent. Even in the ad, they say you've never seen a better black than this black. Water and dust resistant as well. So finally, Leroy, we can drop them in the toilet. And recover. So that's what we want to do. Please wipe your phone off. If you do that, the camera is probably the key feature to this. So the iPhone 7 will come with a 12 megapixel camera. The aperture lets in 50% more light and has a bigger sensor which lets more pixels. What does all that mean? That means that in low light conditions, you're going to see a noticeable difference in the phone, in the pictures that you get. The iPhone 7 Plus actually has two 12-megapixel cameras on the front of it, so it takes it up that one step further where you can now do really good telephoto lenses, up to 10 times zoom in there as well.
Wow.
And they're going to put a feature in there for portrait photographers as well as far as depth of field.
A lot of social media backlash on the back of the announcement from Apple to do with the headphone jack, to the point where hashtag bring back the jack has been trending all day. Can you tell us about the headphone gate scandal?
Oh, God, yeah, people, get over it, seriously. It's time to move into the 21st. When they changed to the Lightning port, it was, oh, please bring back the old power connector. Now, the headphones that were going to come with your new iPhone will connect to the Lightning port, so don't worry about that. They're all going to put an adapter in there as well. It's all about better audio and video because it's got two new speakers inside it as well. So I don't think there's anything to worry about.
Well, Richard, what about the speed of the iPhone? Is it a lot faster?
It is actually 40% faster than the last iPhone. It has to be to power the camera.
Mm.
That's where we keep going back to the camera on this. This is going to really take the place of the point and shoot. I mean, point and shoot is pretty well dead. This is putting the nail in the coffin as far as this is concerned. And if we go back in time to the original iPhone, it's actually 120 times faster than the very first iPhone.
And that was state of the art when that was released, wasn't it?
It was, yes.
So you're not too disappointed with the announcement, because there's been a bit of backlash, mainly about the headphones, but you say get over it, and it's a pretty good phone.
I think it's a very good phone, and we always say to people that two-year limit, that's when you notice the difference. So if you're on an iPhone 5 or the first 6, not the 6S, you will notice a difference going to the iPhone 7.
Mm.
Pre-orders start tomorrow about 5 o'clock. You'll be able to buy the phone in 7 days' time, next Friday.
Okay, so overall, if you had to give the iPhone 7 a rating out of 7, what would you give it?
Without seeing it at the moment, out of 7, I would probably give it a 6 out of 7.
All right, that's our tech expert, Richard Pascoe from talktech.com.au. Go there if you want to find out more details about the iPhone 7, also the new Apple Watch 2.0, and details on the announcement from Sony about the new PlayStation, which was also released today. That's at talktech.com.au.